A group of enthusiastic Bekwe students recently completed a video production workshop titled Lights, Camera, Eco, Action, led by prominent Vincentian filmmaker Ackley Alton. Under Alton's expert guidance, the students collaborated to develop and produce mini-documentaries that addressed their environmental concerns and proposed the solutions for a more sustainable Bekwe.
What happened in Bekwe was a workshop that was created by Ackley Bekwe. And the workshop was really to get the voice of the young, you know, the young Bekwerians, you know, the kids, to get their voice involved in a sort of campaign, if you want to call it, that sort of encourages, you know, the community in Bekwe to, you know, to take care of the environment. The whole idea was to put it in the voice of the people who it concerns the most, you know. And what we did was a week of learning about how to make content, learning about why it's important to protect the environment, and then going out at the school in the evening around Bekwe to, you know, film different things and to put their stories together.
The workshop was part of Action Bekwe's Fill the Whale program, which focuses on encouraging plastic and metal drink containers collection and recycling.
Whale is a bigger program that Action Bekwe is sort of implementing in Bekwe, and what it's about is there are these series of whale sculptures which are actually recycled bins, if you want to call it that, but they're in the shape of humpback whales, and the whole idea is to get people to be a little bit more aware of single-use plastic in particular, because single-use plastic, I guess, is the really big killer right now when it comes to, like, environmental concerns. You know, just the rate at which we use plastic bottles and throw them away, also plastic bags. And we know, like, recently, like, there's been, like, a big shift in the attitude of maybe some of the supermarkets and all of that. It's kind of within that vein. So what they're doing is encouraging the kids and people in Bekwe to directly have this conversation, you know, about why is it necessary to protect the environment, to protect the sea.
Alton says he was impressed with the creativity and storytelling abilities of the Yaun filmmakers.
I was amazed by what I encountered because, you know, like, I taught these kids, like, how to use the cameras. I taught them, like, how to turn their ideas into little stories. But when they actually went out to film, I had no, you know, like, that was them. And it was so amazing to hear the level of discussion and the ideas. Like, sometimes I was like, there's like a big man or a big woman in terms of, like, the kind of ideas they have in the discussion, you know, because kids are so smart and they know a lot of things, and it's really interesting, like, what they say when you actually give them a chance to speak.
According to Alton, the work of the Yaun people offers a fresh perspective on the environmental challenges faced by the Caribbean region and will serve as a powerful tool for positive change. I'm Donnie Collins with today's special report.